Welcome to the Kevin Hilly Podcast, just a sample of what he does each morning on 101.9 The Wave. Now, here's Kevin.
School starts again before very long. Kids are going back before you know it. What are we, like 3 weeks away now? Camdenton and Osage start August 21st. Eldon and Jefferson City, August 16th. And, of course, the kids are all going to need the supplies once again. You know, this weekend is the state tax holiday, supposedly, where you can, places that are participating, you don't pay any sales tax. Except, like, nobody does it. If you can look at the list of cities and counties participating in the state sales tax holiday, nobody is... is participating in that. I'm like, well, what's the point of having it if nobody's going to do it? Yeah, seriously, there is a list of cities and counties that are not participating, and it's a mile long. It would be easier to just list the places that are doing it. But that being said, if you can find a place that's participating in it, you can save on the sales tax anyway. But here's the list, by the way, of what it's going to cost you. And this is an average. I mean, and it's obviously nationwide. It's going to vary from place to place. But in general, you're going to pay $65 more on back-to-school stuff this year compared to last year. What do you think is the biggest expense? Clothes. Still the biggest expense. From year to year, that's what it is. Clothes. Electronics, though, are a close second. And electronics are getting more and more expensive. I think they're going to probably pass clothes before too long. New clothes, $189. That's up from $153 last year. Again, this is all on average. Electronics, $186. That's up from $121 last year. New shoes are third on the list. Backpacks, $45. You know they have bulletproof backpacks now? Isn't that sad that we need that? Bulletproof backpacks, $45, up from $33. Not the bulletproof ones. I don't know what bulletproof goes for. Art supplies, like things like crayons and whatnot, $24, up from $17. Pencils and pens, folders and notebooks, that's the list of. So, in general, all totaled, it's $569 to buy everything on the list. That's what it would go for. See, you know, here's what, and I got to tell you this, as first-time parents, when we first took our kids, and we didn't know this, but the first time we took our kids school shopping, there was a list of stuff that all the schools supplied to the stores. Okay, here's what you're going to need. And I was like, wait a minute. And again, I'm talking as a child of the 60s and 70s, all right? How come there's stuff like glue and scissors and pens and paper and everything all on this? Doesn't the school supply that? Because that's when I grew up, that's, you know, you didn't have to buy any of that stuff. That was always provided by the school. I guess times have changed because then not only are you buying it for yourself, you have to buy it for other kids in the school too. So we're standing in Walmart and wherever, and we're looking around, we're going, really? Are we buying for the rest of this riffraff too? So that's what we ended up doing. I will tell you one good thing that goes on though. And I know a lot of churches do this. I know ours does, and perhaps yours does too, where they have the backpack programs where, you know, you'll fill up the backpack for kids in need who don't have enough to, you know, to get everything they need for school. And there's a list usually, and you just fill it up. And I think that right there is the coolest thing to be able to help that. So $500, all right, thank you. $569 on average to get the Rugrats ready for school. But the good news is they will be in school.
You'll find the Kevin Hilly Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Audioboom, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Subscribe, share, comment, and like. You can email Kevin too at kevinhilly@gmail.com. And of course, he's on the air each day from 6 to 10 a.m. Central Time on 101.9 The Wave. Thanks for listening to the Kevin Hilly Podcast.